Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Our next guest needs no introduction. You can hear him every time the Chiefs play on our sister station, 106.5 The Wolf. Mitch Holtis joins myself this week on The Drive, filling in for Carrington Harrison. Mitch, how are you, man? How you doing today?
Great. Yeah, we're back at it, man. Just keep digging away. So these 3 days are big days, honestly. I've learned with the 10 years under Andy Reid, the days you come back from the first preseason game where there's still a lot to get done, and yet for the players, it's an adjustment because they'd been grinding. Then you get away, you play a game, and you're like, you got to go back to the grind? Yep, you do. With Andy Reid, you do. And so these 3 days are vital.
What did you get most impressively, or what was most impressive that you saw from that preseason game against the Bears from your point of view, from where you saw the game? Because you saw quarters 1 through 4, whereas a lot of people might have turned it off as soon as 15 left the game.
Two concepts. I actually put it out on Twitter earlier this morning. Was one, I've been watching the video again to try to inhale a little bit more of it. The first one was that the defense carried over what I've seen now in every session here in St. Joe. And that was they dictated or dominated the Chicago Bears when it was ones-on-ones in the first half. Chicago had 17 plays in the first half of 4 yards or less. Now, they had these splash plays here and there, but could never get anything rolling and had 5 consecutive punts and a kneel down. That was the first half. The other impressive thing on the offensive side were the tough catches that were made. In cuts, and the receiver knows they're going to get hit. Justin Watson had 3 of them. Sky Moore had 1 in cut, and then he had 1 in the boundary where he was able to drag a toe. And Darius Fountain had a couple of catches where he made over the middle, either skinny post or quick in or a slant, and you know you're going to get hammered in those. Marquez Valdes-Scantling had the other one as well. That was impressive. More than any big play, this team's going to need chain movers. They're going to need guys to catch passes and know they're going to get whacked and then hop up and do it again. That was most encouraging.
What is it about Isaiah Pacheco that's just really moving the needle? I assume size and speed is the obvious, but is there something that we're missing when it comes to a guy who could possibly be the backup running back or maybe take a lot of, you know, split snaps with Clyde Edwards-Helaire? At least that's what we're starting to hear.
I think there's a couple things there, too. One is his ability to process everything mentally, not be afraid to pass protect, which are boxes you must check to get on the field early, especially as a rookie. The other is I think that there is this intrigue of bringing back an element that Andy Reid had in previous years, whether it was Damian Williams, think of the run to immortality, because you've got a bigger back. Isaiah's about, 218? And still can fire away a 4.37 40 or 4.38 with some, you know, girth and power in his lower body. So it brings you a little bit of Nile Davis. It brings you a little bit of Damian Williams. It brings you a little bit of Kareem Hunt. So this team has missed that in recent years, I think, at least since Damian's left. And to bring that element back in where you're not forfeiting speed with a guy with some power, it also gives you the chance to get some short yardage situations running the ball or short passes with a guy that can – you don't have to perfectly block it. He can just power and get you 1 or 2 yards, and you get a new set of downs. I think all those reasons are why Isaiah Pacheco has caught people's attention in this camp.
Can he make this offense a lot like it was in 2019 when Kareem Hunt was a part of this offense, or is that just we need to leave that alone and just see what he can do in his own time?
I'd leave that alone, not until he sees that kind of productivity. I mean, Kareem Hunt was so incredibly productive in 2017 when he just flashed on the scene. That opening game he had against New England was crazy, and it stunned New England. But until we see it in a regular season game, those comps with Kareem Hunt, we probably need to slow those down. But there's enough glimpses of the guys that I mentioned, including Niall Davis. Don't forget his 106-yard kickoff return that started off the glorious playoff victory, the first in 22 years. I mean, there's some of them in that in Isaiah's game and his ability, I think, to catch passes, not just swing routes, circle routes, and dump downs, but maybe passes at the second and third level. If he can do that, then you do get some Kareem Hunt, and you can get really excited. But we need to calm down on the comps with Kareem.
Okay, okay. You got my word. I'll keep it calm on that. One thing I can't be calm about is I think this defense is going to be a little bit more nasty than people think. I think with Willie G and Nick Bolton kind of leading at linebacker and with the additions they've made at D-line, it seems like this team is going to have a little bit of finesse on people that maybe more people are thinking about or talking about when it comes to this Chiefs defense.
Finesse with explosive ability. Now, sometimes when I put stuff out in the summer and people think, wow, he's voiced the Chiefs. He's just waving the pom-poms. I saw this as early as May. And to me, if you list all eight, think of the AFC West and all the discussion it's had the last 4 or 5 months. And if you list every group, let's say the Chargers offense, defense, Raiders offense, defense, Chiefs offense, defense, Broncos offense, defense, that's eight units. And I think most of the external prognosticators would put the Chiefs defense as eighth on that list. I mean, think of James Jones' comments of like, that defense is trash, right? That's the perception.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look out. This is a young, explosive, deep defense. At defensive end, you got four dudes that can play. Carlos Dunlap can play. Karloftis can play. Frank Clark is reborn, man. The dude is rejuvenated. And Mike Danis had a very good camp. Do not sleep on him. And they move him around. He'll move inside and make some big plays. Inside, Colin Saunders looks like he's back to 2019. Tershawn Wharton continues to move up. The MVP of this camp is Chris Jones. He's been the most dominant player, either offense or defense, in 14 practice sessions out here. And I don't believe in Nadi. Nadi's been really good in this camp. And you got some depth with Taylor Stallworth. Who knows what Danny Shelton will bring. So there's depth up front. The linebackers fly around. When you go to the specialty defenses, now you've got Nick Bolton leading those specialty defenses. He never leaves the field. Willie Gay's had an awesome camp. We'll see how it goes with Elijah Lee and with Leo Chanel. The safeties are faster and much more athletic. You'll see them get to the edge and cover and blitz better. And there's just way more explosive opportunity with this defense and athleticism. And I was in a discussion with another esteemed media member. We'll leave that one who it is. I believe it anonymous. But the point is, we both agreed that we couldn't remember a defense this potentially explosive and fast. Man, it's been a while. And so, but that this group, when you list all eight of those units in the AFC West, this group could be the surprise not only of the division but the entire AFC.
I like hearing that. But I also wonder, with the last question I'll give you, as we listen to Mitch Holtis on 610 Sports Radio, you can also listen to him on Saturday when they play the Washington Commanders on 106.5 The Wolf. Mitch, a lot of youth at the cornerback position going up against a position now in the NFL that is it is the elite paid position in wide receiver. Do you trust in these young rookies that they can hold down the West, and not only that, but the AFC that has so many talented wide receivers?
Well, we won't know until we know. But what we're seeing is we've got a pretty good chance of knowing. They're fearless. They're talented. Joshua Williams, Jalen Watson, more there than maybe people thought when he was a seventh-round draft pick. Brian Cook, we might have a star in the making. And it's going to take a while. There'll be some mistakes. They'll blow some coverages. But the other day, those guys got a lot of snaps, particularly the two corners I mentioned. And I don't want to leave Nazi Johnson out of this. He'll be more developmental than the guys I'm mentioning. It's not going to be completely instant oatmeal, but man, it's going to be microwave ready, I think. and they will come at you. They're bigger. Again, they'll make plays. I didn't mention Trent McDuffie, but if they're starting tonight, if they're playing tonight, now Rashad Fenton was back today. The first time, really, Matt McMullen and I were talking about this, the senior team reporter for the Chiefs. We were talking about this at practice. This is the first time Fenton's really been out there since the Cincinnati game. He didn't do anything this summer or spring. He was rehabbing, and missed most of camp rehabbing, and whammo, he's out there today playing first-team corner. Well, the opposite is going to be Snead in the base, and here comes McDuffie in the slot. And then the other cats we mentioned, oh, they're coming out there when they're in nickel dime or big dime or whatever. But they're bigger, they're athletic, and they're making plays, and it's not too big for them. They're not lost and running around. There's a lot to like about this defense if you're a Chiefs fan. And those young guys they may cause you some concern, but you don't stay up awake at night thinking, oh, my gosh, the defense is going to be just an avalanche and get crushed. It's not going to be a situation where you hope the offense gets 40 and you win by one. Defense is going to win you some games this year. They'll make some explosive plays. And that is what defenses come in the NFL, Dusty, in this day and age, is the 85 Bears and the 2000 Ravens. I don't think we'll ever see them again. But you're going to get a defense that will steal plays. They will steal possessions. And they'll make an explosive play to win a game. The Chiefs are a lot closer to that now than they've been in any of the 9 years previous with Andy Reid.
Well, Mitch, I appreciate your time. I know you're a busy man, so continue to have a good time in the preseason, and we'll be tuned in on Saturday on 106.5 The Wolf as we hear you give us a touchdown Kansas City call over and over again, probably.
Yeah, I'd like to fire out about four of those. I'd like one of them to be a defensive call. That'd be cool.
Hey, man, call your shot
there's
now.
There's work to do here. We got to get some offensive line depth and keep working at the tackle position. So there's work to do here, but there's a lot of optimism here and some surprising optimism, especially with the defense and some of these younger offensive players.
Well, have a great call on Saturday and enjoy the season. We'll talk again shortly.
Thanks, Dusty.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.